Jill and Julie, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thanks for having us.
Art in Bloom is coming up at the Cincinnati Art Museum next weekend. Ordinarily, Julie, you and I would be talking about painting and sculpture because you're curator of American art
Correct.
At the Art Museum. But today we're talking about flowers, and specifically about flowers that relate in some way or other to the museum. Jill, can you tell us anything about that?
Absolutely. So Art in Bloom is a very unique event because it takes the inspiration from our artwork and brings it to life with floral arrangements made by amateur and professional florists. So it's just a very interesting and unique way for them to be inspired by a painting and use flowers to express what is being expressed in the painting.
How do you choose who is taking part in this?
So we open it up to volunteers and we ask for people who are willing to do it. It is a museum fundraiser and we're hoping that people will want to do it as a way to express their love for the museum. And they do purchase the flowers and create them. But it's just people who have a connection with the museum and our art and want to do something to help support us. That's really what brings together these 65 plus volunteers every other year when we have this event.
Julie, Bessie Wessel's painting of hollyhocks plays a role in this year's Art in Bloom, and you'll be talking about that work in one of the weekend special events. Can you give our listeners a little background on the painting and the artist?
Yes. Bessie Wessel was born in Brookville, Indiana in 1889 and moved to Cincinnati when she was a child. And her father was a teacher at Woodward High School, so she may have had some connection to the schools. And I should say that this is one of the paintings that's part of the Cincinnati Public Schools art collection, which is on loan to the art museum. So I don't know if that had to do with how this painting entered the school's collection. But in any case, she enrolled at the Art Academy, studied with Lewis Henry Meakin and with Herman Wessel, whom she eventually married, as well as Duveneck, who was a very close friend. She taught briefly at the Art Academy and was really a central figure in the Cincinnati art world in the early part of the century. She did a wide range of subjects. She specialized in portraits, but she also did street scenes on little window shades and beautiful, beautiful still life paintings. And this great garden picture, which is really a wonderful example of her work with just this beautiful color. She gets this wonderful range of pinks and really gets you the sort of papery feeling that hollyhocks have and their translucency, the way in which the light penetrates them. It's a beautiful garden picture with a view of the house in the background. And it's got this very tall, elongated format, which seems to emphasize the kind of height of the stems in those flowers. So it was chosen as the signature image for this year's Art in Bloom.
Special events are the way that Art in Bloom functions in a really inventive ways, I think, in raising money for the museum. Tell us a little bit about the different events.
Since it covers 4 days, it's open each of those 4 days, 11 to 5, open to anyone, even without reservations. Anytime people can come and go as they please if they want to go on their own. But then, as you said, the special events are what help us raise money and bring it to life as a fundraiser for the museum. So each day we have certain events, starting with a garden party on Thursday the 22nd and going to Evening in Bloom that night, which is going to be a great kickoff special night, formal attire, just a way for people to celebrate the art and the flowers at the same time. So that's one of the biggest events would be that Evening in Bloom, the first night on the 22nd. We follow that up on the next day. We have morning events, Artists in the Great Hall. Some of these do require tickets and reservations, and again, some of them are open to the public, but we do request for reservations for some of them. All of this information is on our website, just so people can get a feel for exactly which of the events they want to take part in. It's really great. They could come every single day of the 4-day event. And as you mentioned, Julie is going to be doing the lecture. It's going to be around lunchtime on Friday the 23rd. And that's a great time to dig even deeper into hollyhocks and the Cincinnati School collection that we have.
Well, among the free events are these docent-led tours, which happen every day. Tell us something about them.
Right. So you can choose to either do a self-tour or a docent-led tour. And we are asking for reservations as early as possible, but we do have some opportunities for docents to lead tours and really explain about the paintings and the flowers that are highlighting the paintings during Art in Bloom.
Well, I'm looking forward to Art in Bloom at the Cincinnati Art Museum, and I'm sure that many others are as well. Thanks so much, Julie and Jill, for coming in to talk with us about it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We've been talking with Julia Ronson, curator of American paintings, sculpture, and drawings at the Cincinnati Art Museum, about art in bloom, and with Jill Dunn, who's director of marketing for the museum. Art in Bloom is a biennial celebration of the ties between flowers and the fine arts. Art in Bloom will be running Thursday, October 22nd, through Sunday, October 25th. For more information, see wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati for a link to the Art Museum's website. I'm Jane Durrell.